Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, I would not want to be the Philadelphia Phillies organization or Joe Girardi right now. In the studio is in the Hal. He's like a superstar in broadcast already. Ruben Amaro Jr.
Yes.
Hi, Rube. All right, Rube needs his mic on.
Well, that's a superstar. How can you be a superstar? You don't turn your mic on.
It seemed like you started better last night when you said that they were going to tattoo that guy. They hit a home run.
Punch him up.
But Rube is here. And also, Ricky Ricardo's coming up in a second. But we have a winner out in another caller moving into the Final Four. Where are we with that right now, Ava?
It's brought to you by Armin Chevrolet. Returning your GM off-lease vehicle, Armin Chevrolet is an authorized lease return center. Find new roads at ArminChevy.com. Who is a better caller on the WIP Morning Show? Now, there's 2 minutes left in this, but we can say it for sure. With 62%. Eagle Shirley has beat out Jason from the Dirty
Girl.
Tremendous callers. Shirley wins.
And on to the next one. Who is a better caller on the WIP Morning Show? Sign Man John, Butch from Mania.
Very
Bingo.
Easy.
Rhea?
Sign Man John.
Al?
Sign Man John.
Butch from Mania.
Yeah, of course.
Of course. Sign Man John.
I love Simon John, but he doesn't sing.
Oh, you're not going to. It's not going to go over well with him.
No, he understands.
You have just thrown him over.
Butch is a poet, a singer.
Flavor of the month.
He goes to games with no shirt on.
John has been with you a long, long, long time.
And he used to feed you. That's over, too.
Really? All right.
Anyway, we have a lot to talk about last night with the Phillies and what's going on behind the scenes and the trade deadline. We are going to bring on the Latin voice of the New York Yankees, Mr. Ricky Ricardo. Hi, Ricky.
Good morning, Angelo. How are you?
I just want to start this. Ruben, would you tell Ricky your impressions of the New York Yankees?
Oh, my goodness. They're just an awful ball club. I mean, they were just absolutely – I couldn't believe it. It was the Yankees. I honestly couldn't believe it was the Yankees. That pitching was absolutely horrendous.
All right, Ruben, Ricky.
I agree with you, by the way. Don't blame me for last night because the Yankees did everything possible to try to gift wrap that game and give it to the Phillies, and they just would not take it.
You've got to blame somebody, Ricky.
No, Ricky, the guy they started, he's not even good in the minor leagues, that Asher guy, right? Am I right?
Asher Wojciechowski was a spring training signing for some depth. He got hurt in spring training, ended up at AAA, and really just came up for the one spot start. He'll be sent back today, and who knows if we ever see him again.
But you know what Rube said before the game? What was that term you used, that they're going to lunch on him?
They should, and they should have. And they had opportunities to do so. They just couldn't get the big base hit when they had to.
All right, but, Ricky, now I want to get to the Philly side of it, because the more I watch Joe Girardi, the more I see a guy who's soft. Why would you remove a guy who has pitched three shutout innings when you have a dubious bullpen? Why don't you at least start the fourth inning with Spencer Howard?
Well, Howard was only supposed to go two innings, and he gave him three. The kid that was supposed to give him a little length last night was the lefty, Christopher Sanchez. And he comes in. I thought he was on his way to an immaculate inning because he had struck out the first two hitters on three pitches, and then the roof caved in on him. And that's really where the game turned around in that fourth inning.
No.
But later on, there was an at-bat later on. And Ruben, if you watch the entire game, I think you'll agree with me. Nick Nelson out of the Yankee. And we're talking about the underbelly, the real deep underbelly of the Yankee bullpen.
Yeah.
But when you've got the bases loaded and a guy like Nelson who's throwing nothing but straight as a string fastballs, JT Realmuto cannot strike out in that situation. He's got to bring in the run to give them the lead. right there, it's 5-5. Nelson threw a ball in the other batter's box, and Torres ties the game. You've got to get a single. You guys, there's something there. There's a man on third with less than two outs.
Rube,
you got to bring that run in.
Rube,
Ricky hit the nail right completely on the head. Listen, hitting is a tough thing, but Nelson was absolutely awful. He was a one-pitch pitcher, and he doesn't throw it for strikes, and that's a fastball. and we ended up, I mean, we just struggled with runners in scoring position.
But
just,
there's one other one. There's one other
this
one.
This was the one that got me.
The bases are loaded because no Yankee could throw a strike in the eighth inning. McCutchen comes up and swings at the first pitch, Ricky.
Well, he should have took a strike. I thought he should have taken a strike.
He should have taken four balls. They were coming.
They were coming, yeah. Yeah, there was some just awful at-bats last night by the Phillies. Awful at-bats. And by veterans, too.
It's just, you know, this is what I'm trying to figure out, Ricky. Mm-hmm. You saw Girardi when he was there managing the Yankees.
Yeah.
Was he always so timid?
He bunts
with Torres against Brooks Kreisky? Who the hell is that guy?
Well, that by the book, that strategy, Torres is always giving you a great at bat, and he always goes by the book late in the game. In extra innings on the road, I like to play for two runs. Ruben, I don't know what you think about this, but as a visiting team, I like to play for more than one run in extra innings. But I understand why he bunted, because his team couldn't get him a big hit all right anyway. So he tried to get one run across, and he couldn't even do that.
I actually did not have a problem with him bunting there because of the situation. It's a guy who throws lots of splits in the dirt. Gary Sanchez, if you get into third base, it's almost a guaranteed run that we're going to drive that run in, and we could not get it done. I totally agree with you. I go for two runs if you're a visiting team in that situation. But for me, because of the lineup that was coming at the end of the game, I absolutely would have done exactly what Joe Girardi did, and they just couldn't get it done.
All right, so the Yankees are missing 17 players, Rick. Is that right?
That's it.
Ricky?
Well, they have the big six are down with COVID, and then they got plenty of other guys on the DL. But they played last night with half of their AAA team, and that's what they won four in a row with these guys. Unbelievable.
But here's the thing. Are they going to do something before the trade deadline? Do you know, are they going to make some moves?
The Yankees?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, Brian Cashman's not going to sit still. And what he's got now is he's got a parachute, because a bunch of these young guys that you would have never seen in the major leagues if it wasn't for the COVID situation have proven that they can do the job, the Greg Allens, the Ryan Lamars. I think he's got now a parachute to make deals with guys like Clint Frazier and Miguel Andujar to get some more pitching. Because he knows he can rely on some of these guys that have come up and have really under fire have shown that they're not afraid to play at the major league level.
All right, so they're going to do it. Rube, are the Phillies going to jump in at the trade deadline with some big moves too and go over the luxury tax?
Big no. I believe he's not going to do anything large. I think he's going to try to add some pitching because they have to do it. I know that there's a lot of names being bandied around. I got to believe that unless – I just don't know how much talent they have to give up. And they can't really give up talent that's at the major league level, because then you're robbing Peter to pay Paul.
All right. Now, the next big story, Ricky, is that the Philadelphia Phillies right now in the vaccination percentage are like their record, around 50%. All right. Ricky, I know the Yankees are over 85, and they got these problems, right? Ricky, what does it say to you that half the Phillies won't get the shot?
And I've wrestled with this, because right now, you know, Aaron Judge is the Yankees' best player, chose not to get vaccinated. It is a very difficult and thin line between, personal choice and personal freedoms, or doing what's best for the team.
Yeah.
Who am I to say that a guy is right or wrong? You've got to get further into the reasoning of why. Now, I agree with you, and I heard you rant, especially on Monday morning, about at least let us know. Give me a good reason why. And I won't argue with your reason, but give me a reason. You know, give me something that I can chew on if you're a player that has decided not to be vaccinated. And I'll leave it at that. It's the guy that doesn't get a vaccine and then says, well, I'm not even going to tell you why. That bugs me more, even in the mere fact that they're not vaccinated.
All right, we'll get more from Ruben in a second. I do want to get a couple of Eagle issues in because Ricky is also the Latin voice of the Philadelphia Eagles. They open training camp next week. Ricky, Zach Ertz apparently is returning to the team. Is this a good thing for them?
I think it's a good thing. Look, he can only provide depth at a very important position. And let's face it, if he has a decent preseason, you know, you could trade him right up until, you know, the beginning of the regular season also. So it might even be good if they get his value up, if he makes a few catches and plays well early, you know, in camp and in the preseason games. But look, Howie Roseman, I'm assuming he knows, what the value is here of not picking up another cornerback. I would have loved to have seen Steven Nelson put name to paper here and put on the midnight green. But we'll see. But you can't go wrong with having a guy like Ertz be in camp.
All right, so that we know. Now, there's a guy that laid $4,000 down on the Eagles to win the Super Bowl. All right, Ricky? If that bet comes in, he wins a cool $500,000. Is that a good bet?
That is an awful bet unless you just don't care about $4,000 of your own personal wealth.
Wait a minute. You're the voice of the team. Are you telling me there's no way that guy can win?
I wouldn't put $4. I'd put $4,000.
Ricky.
You think they're a little short in some areas? Is that what I'm hearing, Rick?
You're a little short. A little short. It's not out of the realm of possibility that the NFC East, especially with all those division games toward the end of the season, are there. Super Bowl, that's a whole other story.
Too much. All right, one more here, and then I gotta run some by you that's kind of cultural. Here's the other thing. The Philadelphia Eagles had a big, like a mural up, a poster up outside Lincoln Financial Field of Carson Wentz.
Correct.
And it remained up like 3 or 4 months after he was traded. They finally removed it the other day, and they put up a photo of two arms holding the Lombardi Trophy. The arms we were able to determine by forensics were Nick Foles. Were the Eagles trolling Carson Wentz by once again replacing Wentz with Foles?
No, Ange, I don't look at it that way. Look, that is the biggest moment in the franchise history. It's a feel-good moment for everybody that drives around the bend there and takes a look at Lincoln Financial Field. The man has a statue, for Pete's sake, outside the stadium to begin with. So to see his two arms holding up that trophy and have a moment for every Eagle fan to at least remember and have a flashback about winning that night, I have no issue with it whatsoever.
All right, one last thing, Ricky. I did not get the support I was hoping for on that one.
No.
Ricky, Ben Simmons is handling his failure in the NBA playoffs much better than the fans are. In fact, his girlfriend, Maya Jama, has tweeted out video in their new $17 million mansion in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
She did a surprise big party, I mean a massive blowout for Ben, on the night the Bucks won the NBA championship. And what she brought in, Joe, play a little bit of this here. She brought in a mariachi band.
Oh, I like it.
To play Happy Birthday. In fact, at one point, and Ben's got this huge smile on his face, Ricky, and they sang too. Listen.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
All right. Anyway, Ricky, it seems like that shouldn't be sent out on social media to flaunt the fact Ben is in the middle of a romance while we're still licking our wounds. What do you think of that?
That is the worst singing I've ever heard from a mariachi.
Really?
The guy sounded like Jaime Harin Rubin.
Right, wait, Are you saying that's a low rent mariachi band?
Oh my God, that's an East LA mariachi band.
They were in LA.
All right, do you have anything on this, Ruben? Is that true that's bad mariachi?
I love mariachis. That wasn't too good.
That was awful.
All right, right. But I'm just wondering, like, when you have had maybe a rough little go, is McCoo there to soothe your wounds?
McCoo is Vicky Carr compared to that guy. Are you kidding me?
Who the hell's Vicky Carr? Vicky
Carr is the greatest female Mexican singer of all time.
Oh, really? Come on, guys. Come on. Tighten it up over here.
All right. We're going to tighten it up. It's time to
diversify a little bit.
We're going to tighten it right away there, Ruben. Yeah. Ricky, you're the best, man. Thank you as always.
By the way, your seats, which I held for you, four Cataldi seats at Yankee Stadium, did not go to waste. Some very beautiful women friends of McCoo's did sit in the Cataldi box for these last two nights.
You had seats at Yankee Stadium and didn't go.
If things keep going the way they are, Ricky, I may become a Yankee fan again. God, this is ugly here today. All right, Rick, we love you, man. Be well, pal.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!